Okay, moving forward. Okay, now, in a similar vein, we're on Chof Beis, Amud Beis. Oh, can someone type Richard Jacobs? We're getting back on. Brad, can you do that? Can you text him? Or Ellie? So, Masnisin. Barishoina, originally, Hayu Masin Masuos. They used to also, to inform the people in the Goyla, in the diaspora, they used to light bonfires. Mishikilkulu Hakusim, when the Kusim made a kilkul, his skinu shiyu shluchim yotzim, they made a tzkona that shluchim should go out instead. Kate said, how did they used to do Masuos? So the Mavian Klunsos, they put large poles, shell areas of cedar wood, aruchin, which were long, vikonim, and also there was reeds on top of it. This is like to light it up. But atzi shem and this oily wood, shel pishtan and chippings of pishtan, v'koireich b'mashicha, and he binds it with a thread. But oil rosh ha'har, we go up to the top of the mountain, and makes his behenas or, and he would light them. Yet a moilich maybe he would bring it forward and back, a mala moirid up and down. And shehu roya eschaver, he sees his friend doing it. Shehu oisa kein b'rosh ha'har, a sheni that he's doing it on another mountain, like across from him. B'chein b'rosh ha'har shlishin, we went from mountain to mountain. Where were the mountains? Where were the bonfire points? So first one was Hara Mishka, which is by near the base of Mikdash. Yeah, the Sartava. And then Sartava Lagrufina, that's the two. And Magrufina Lachavron is that's like the third gap. Mechavron the base Baltin, that's the fourth gap. I mean base Baltin, well base Baltin is like sounds from Tosfos later on that it's probably in Yaris Israel at the edge of it. Luzozum Misham didn't move from there. Ella Moilich, or maybe he would be bringing it forward and back, and Malamorid up and down. Adjihu Roya Kola Goyla, you would see all of the people in the diaspora that basically got the message. Lefonov, Kumadurus, Asian, they would look like there's a fire over there. So ask the Gemara. My Mashma, when it says in the Mishnah, it says the Messian is it right, is Lishna de Yikudhu, this Lashon of fire. Right, normally it's like lashon of like lifting up or Hashem forgiving us, right? So how do we know it's also lashon of a fire? Tichsev v'yisoyim David ve'anashav, and David and Melech lifted them up and he was going to war. And the targumin and the turgum says over there v'oigdinan, right? Oigdinan means to burn David. So you see something that means to light a fire. Tana Rabbanan, ein mesin mesuos. When do you do the mesios? Ella alachodesh shenir b'zmanoi. Only on a chodesh that's seen in its time, meaning the normal time that it should be seen is 29 and a half days, lekadshoy, to sanctify it. So you, when you see it on time and you sanctify it on that day, on which we call the day the day of the Ibor, you sanctify it on day 30, and then you do it. Amasai Masiyin, when do you actually physically light them? Or Iburo, on the evening of the Iburo, meaning basically night 31.
Night
after they sanctify. Yes. So they sanctify on day 30, and then they would light in the night of the 31st. Okay. So that was the brisa. So the comments the Gemara. Lemeimra d'achaso abdinan. We do the torch thing, right? The mountain top torch thing. On a chosa. A male, however, a male lo abdinan. We don't do it on a male. So the question is, my time, or what is the reason? Why do we do it on one and not the other? So only on a 30 right on a chosa month and not on a mali month. So
well, I'm, is it one, if you do it one and not the other, that's fine. You know that. You may know.
Good.
Why do you need to do them both?
Good. We'll see. Well, yeah, good. So maybe we should do it the other way though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The Gemara's gonna ask. Right, we're gonna go through those. Good. Yeah. So Amar Gezeira, Gezeira Shum. So why do we do it only on one? Right, because we're concerned, Gezeira Mishum Rosh Chodesh Chosa Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. We're concerned about a Rosh Chodesh Chosa. That means basically they made Rosh Chodesh on Erev Shabbos. Now, so when should you light the flame? If Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, then you should light it Friday night. Was that? Yeah, they do. So no, right, yes, yeah, so normally, so the rule would be you should be lighting it, right, on Friday night. So, but you could, the thing is, you can't do that. So, Amos Abdi, so when do they light it? But Avoki Shabbos, so in this case, they push it off. They leave it till Moitzi Shabbos. So even though Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, they're lighting it on Moitzi Shabbos, and that tells you that Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. Oh, and why is that? That's known. If you're going to say do both, do on a chosa and a male, then it's going to lead to problems because it's going to lead to confusion. Also, the miti, they're going to come to make a mistake because they're going to have two stolen. So Amri, they're going to say maybe like this: Hi chosa who? Maybe this is a chosa who? But hi delo ovid esmal. The reason they didn't do it yesterday, mishum delo efshar, because it wasn't possible because it was leil Shabbos and you can't light it. So that's why they're lighting it now. Or possibly they're going to say, Odilma malehu, perhaps it was a malehu, but it's manu abdu and they're doing it in its time. So in this particular case, they're not going to know. So basically, they've made a rule that we only do it for chosa.
Which means basically
it
was the
Kaddish
Shabbos?
This was a case when they did it on Friday. Basically,
no, it maybe it was delayed. They could do it Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, correct. Yes. So now, but the Gemara says, "Lavi bein a mali bein a chasa." What if this is the whole issue? Yeah, do on a mali and on a chasa. Okay, v'chi mikle Rosh Chodesh be'er Shabbos. And this problematic thing where it's going to lead to confusion when Rosh Chodesh comes on Erev Shabbos, lo lavid klal. I'll give you an answer. Just don't do it. So right, v'kiven do lo avdina. And when you see that you don't do it, right, and Moitzi Shabbos, you didn't do it on this particular Moitzi Shabbos. But Abdin and Amale, but you generally do it on Amale, so you skip this time for one reason, and you would normally do it on Amale, so people are going to work out. Mia Yodi de Chosu. They're going to realize this is a Chosu, because the reason you didn't do it, because the night that you normally would do it was Shabbos, so you couldn't do it. And you didn't do it on Amale either, you didn't do it on the... so it must be that it's not Mal either. They're going to figure it out. So, as the Gemara, Afilu Hachi Aysen Lemitzi, they're going to come to make a mistake. Why? There's still confusion. Omri, hi, Mole who? Hi, Richard, if you just joined us, we're on Chof Gimel Ahmed Aleph, about seven lines down. They're going to say, Omri, hi, Mole who? We're saying, if you didn't, just don't do it on Moitzi Shabbos if Friday was Rosh Chodesh. So, because they're going to say it like this, Omri, hi, Molehu, v'haidullah avdi, enusi hu is nusi. So maybe it is really a mole, and maybe, you know, Shabbos, they were drinking too much, and so they were just really out of it, and they just didn't like this time. So maybe it was a mole, I don't really know. So there is confusion. So that's why. But now the Gemara says, okay, you prove to us that you can only do one. So v'li'ivid amole v'lo'ivid achosah klal. So why don't you do on the other way around? Do it on the mole and on the chosah. So amar baye mishum bitzel malocha la'am shnei yomim. Because we're worried on Rosh Hashanah, basically, you know, they're basically going to take too much holiday time. Because they're not going to, they can't do work on the first day because it's a sophic that is maybe Yom Tov. Right? And then all they're going to find out, basically, always they're going to be taking 2 days off. That's why I learned it first. But Rashi is Rosh Hashanah. Right. I thought it was Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but it's Rosh Hashanah. Right. Yeah, it seems a very minute kit, right? Okay. Kate had Masin Masuos. He said, how did you do the Masuos? Okay. Mavin Kluntos Vachole. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Dali Midi Arozim Hain. Okay, there's four types of cedar, right? Which is Erez, Kasrom, Eitz, Shemen, and Barosh. Okay, that's the four. So now, the three of them we know. Kasrom we don't know. So Amar Rav, what is Kasrom? It's Idra. Derei Rabbi Shila, Omri, Mavliga. Okay, Va'imri La, Gumish. Okay, so I don't know what those are, but whatever. So I actually had Ha'ara on this recently, is if we say in the Kapitel Tehillim that we say in Shacharis, in Pesukah de Zimra, the third one, it says that it's about praising Hashem from the land and praising Hashem from the Shemayim. I don't know if it's the right way around, but it says like praise Hashem all eight pre, and it says praise Hashem kol minit arozim. So I was wondering if maybe arozim is a general term for a non-fruit bearing tree, or like as we call in the Gemara or in Mishnah, an elan srak. Yeah, so I was wondering if, because now we're going to have a polygamy, because there's 10 mini of arazim, because we normally translate the word erez as cedar. A polygamy of rabba bar rav huna, the omer rabba bar rav huna, amri de bay rav, a sorrow mini arazim hem. There's actually 10 kind of arazim. Shinema, etain b'mibar, I will place in the midbar, erez, okay, it's one, shita is two, bahadas is three, the eight shemen is four. Now, this is not, these are not, this is back to just talking. Osim is our place, but Arava in the plains. Right, so that's, you don't count those. Barosh is 5, Tidhar is 6, Ta'asho is 7, Yachtav together. So we'll place them together. The Gemara's going to ask, well, you know, you said 10, there's only 7. Now we're just going to explain what they are. So Erez is Arza, is that we know, Cedar. Shita is Tornisa, another kind of tree. Hadas, this one we know is Asa, is Hadas. That's what we call Asa. H. Shemen is a Farsama, which is a balsam tree, a nice smelling wood. With that spoken about in the Gemara, we know what that is. Barosh is Barta, whatever that is. Tidhar is Shaga, that's mentioned sometimes. Sometimes it's mentioned as a Choshev thing. So sometimes I said it was translated as ivory. But that's not a tree, but it's some kind of chosh of wood. Ta'ashur is Shorivna, whatever that is. Okay, but the Gemara asks, wait a second, Hanishiva Havo, this is the only 7, you said there was 10. So Kiyasa, Ravdimi, Omar, Hosifu, they actually added on to them another 3. Right, right. Alunim is number 8, Almunim is number 9, and Almugim, which we're going to see, we spoke a peek about that, is number 10. So Alunim, what are Alunim, which is number 8, is Boit Me. So Almunim is blue tea. Well, all right. Okay. And Almugim is Kasisa. Kasisa is what we need to know. That's coral, right? It's Kasisa. So Ikud Amri. Some people make have an argument with number 8 and number 9. So Aronim is Armunim. No. This is a list again. Ikud Amri. Aronim is number 8, and Armunim is number 9, and Almugim is number 10. Okay, and we say Aronim, which is number 8 for this, right, is Ori. Armunim is Dulvi. And Almugim is, he agrees with that, is Kasisa. Okay, now we're going to speak a little bit about coral. So, Vatsi Odor Loya Avarenu. And a great mighty ship will not be able to traverse it. This is talking about there's a stream that's going to get stronger coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim in the Osi Lavoi. Okay, and it's going to get so thick at some point, so powerful, this river, that even a big ship won't be able to traverse it. So Amar Rav, says the Rav, Zu Borni Gedoyla. This Tzi Odir is a great big ship. So Heichi Abdu, how did he do it? Basically, Heichi Abdu means over here, what did he use this big ship for? Big ships for? Not for cruises. So, Maisi, they bring Shish Alfi Gavri, 6,000 people, the Tracer Yorchi Shasa, in 12 months of the year. Okay, so basically the 6,000 people in 12 months of the year. But in real life, some people say it's the opposite. It's Tresor Alfi Gavri, it's 12,000 people, Bashisa Yarki, but it's in 6 months of the Shasa of the year. The Ta'oni La, and they load up the ship, Chalo is sand, Add the Shochna until it, Shochna means until it sinks, like, meaning it gets lower down in the water. But Nochis, and he goes down, Bar Amoroi, so this is a diver, a scuba diver. But Kotar, and he ties. Atuni is ropes. The Kisna is of flax. But Kasisa, with, on the Kasisa is to the coral, right? But Kotar, Lahu, Besfinta, and he ties the other ends to the ship. But not Lichala, then they've got lots of coral tied to the ship, and then they not Lichala, they take out the sand, and the shadow of Roy, and they throw it outside of the ship. Okay, and then basically, the Kama de Madlaya, as it's going up, because it's more buoyant now, it's taking out that with the weight off, Akra, it uproots the coral from the seabed, and Masya, and they come, Machlif, and they exchange it, Al-Khad, for one piece of coral, they get train bekasp, they get 2 silvers. Okay, so now just at Tolos, Parvasos, the 3 ports, Havin, 3 great commercial ports. So Tarti, Bay Rumai, 2 of them were Roman, Vachada, Bay Parsai, and one of them was the Persian port. Yeah, the Bay Rumai, the Romans port, Mask and Kasisa, they would bring up Kasisa, they would do the coral trading. And the Bay Parsai and the Persian ones, they would do Mask and Marganisa, they would do pearls. And Makraya, the Persian port was called Parvasa, the port of the Mashmahig. Mashmahig means that it's the royal port. Okay. Ami, so but just finishing off with the cedar trees, Amarabi Yochanan, Kol Shita Vashita, Shinotal Nochra Mushalayim. They took all these trees from Mushalayim when they destroyed it. Yeah. Also, the Kodesh Baruch Hu lahachzir, and Hashem is going to bring, give them back. Shneimar, this is the pasuk we said before. It says etzein b'midbar eres shita. I will place in the midbar the eres and the shita. Will give, Hashem will give us the shita back. And the ein midbar al Yerushalayim. Midbar is Yerushalayim. Okay. Shneimar tzion midbar haisa. The goyma. But Amar Yechanan. Kol haloi made ve'eno milamda. Somebody who learns and doesn't teach to other people is domel hadas b'midbar. He's like a hadas in the midbar. It's also alluding to that passage we just had, and that it's worthless. He's got all this Torah, he's not teaching it. Ikin amri, this in a different light. Kol haloi made Torah. Anyone who learns Torah and teaches it, b'mokum she'en tam lechomim, where there isn't any tam lechomim, he's domel lahadas b'midbar. He's domel lahadas in the midbar. That it's a valuable thing. The chovid. But amri b'yochanan. We're just finishing off. I think it's the last bit. Says Rabbi Yochanan, "Oy lahem, woe is to them. La'ovik chovim to the ovik chovim. She'ain lahem tikkun. They're not going to have. They can't fix up what they broke. Why? Because we're basically saying these things they can, but these things they can't. Shinema tachas in place of the nechoshes that they took the nechoshes from Yerushalayim. I will bring zahav, or means that they can repay with zahav. That is an upgrade. So tachas of Basel instead of the, in place of the Basel, avi kesef they can bring kesef. Yeah, tachas of eitzim in place of the eitzim can bring nechoshes, can copper. But tachas of avonim in place of the avonim the stones you can bring Basel like iron." However, Tachos Rabbi Akiva v'Chaveirov, but in place of Rabbi Akiva and his contemporaries, the Asara Harugi Malchus, my Mavin, what can you bring to replace them? V'Leim Hu Oimer, with regards to them, it says in the case of Dam Loni Casey, basically there is no, they can't get clean from that sin. Okay.